Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? Good afternoon. It's Monique Leray. This is The Startup on LA Talk Radio. I am just tuning in with you guys today on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and I hope you're doing well. I hope that you're staying positive and staying motivated in your business in this time. Today we have two really exciting guests. My first guest is Christina Charpentier-Biddle. She is our Southern Belle badass. She's our money analyst on the East Coast, down in the South, in North Carolina and Alabama. And she should be tuning in really soon here with us, joining us. But I wanted to just give some shout-outs while we're waiting for her to call in. Want to say a special shout out to the sponsors that keep this channel going. Michael Solberg Family Wines, amazing wine to be quarantined in at this time. They have four different varietals there. So if you're indulging, if you're enjoying in your quarantine, there's Chardonnay, Merlot, Pinot, and what am I missing? Rosé, of course. Rosé all day. So Michael Solberg Family Wines, .com. Leah Solberg is the second generation winemaker there right after her father. And give them a try. I think that, you know, their strategy is to give you good quality wine that doesn't pair with anything other than a glass. You don't need much. So I have Michael Solberg Family Wines as one of my sponsors. I also want to give a shout out to Regan First Medical. They're in Costa Mesa, Newport area in Southern California. We've got an announcement coming from them soon, so I'll be letting you guys know more about it. But right now, Regan First Medical in Newport Beach is offering a variety of anti-aging solutions. My listeners will receive a free confidential consultation with Dr. Shalana. She's the leading expert in lifestyle medicine and sexual dysfunction and treats both men and women. She uses the most advanced, safe, and reliable regenerative medicine solutions available. So can reach them. Oh, hey, Christina's here.
Hi.
Let me just tell them real quick where they can reach Regan. You guys Regan.com, and their number is 949-339-3042. And now we have Christina. It looks so pretty there. How are you?
I'm doing great. I decided to do this from the lake house.
I love the lake house. Tell us, go ahead and introduce, in case my viewers and listeners are new to who you are. You're now part of our pandemic posse. You're our financial advisor on the East Coast. So tell us who you are.
My name is Christina Biddle. I am owner and operator of Premier Accounting in Biscoe, North Carolina and Birmingham, Alabama. I've been in business for myself for over 10 years, but I've been doing taxes for over 20. Mm-hmm. We provide financial consultation for individuals, small businesses. We also prepare taxes on any level, not just individual or corporate, any and all levels. But other than that, we are here to help with any financial issues that people may have.
I love that. And I want you to kind of dive in if you could. You've kind of been walking us through this whole thing, you know, in the beginning, going through the bill and staying up really late and attacking that huge bill. You were reading it. And what have we learned since the last time we spoke? I know we're in the second round.
Well, first of all, I want to do an overview of everything that we have already covered and then go over some additions or changes to the package.
That sounds
great. Okay, so first of all, the tax deadline, it normally is April the 15th. It is now July 15th. Now, you do not have to file an extension for this. The government is automatically granting and honoring extensions through then. Please know, though, that if you owe a balance, your balance will continue to accrue interest from April the 15th, since that was the original filing deadline.
Ah.
And So you will not have a late filing penalty or a failure to file. You will have only interest. But that's normal. So, you know, anybody that files an extension in April, they still have to pay interest through October when they actually file the taxes and, you know, things like that. So, but I want okay. people to be aware of that. I don't want any shockers.
Right.
Stimulus checks. A lot of people have gotten their stimulus checks and many have not. They are being sent out in increments that started on April the 11th. That's when the first round of direct deposits came out. And then on April the 24th, the first round of paper checks were issued.
Okay.
So let me explain real quick how these checks and direct deposits are being issued. First of all, if you receive SSI, disability, or any other kind of Social Security, they already have your information. You will go ahead and get your payment. There's no need for you to do to file online or to give them any notice. They already have it. Okay. Now, the week of April the 11th, people who make equal to or less than $10,000 a year, they got theirs, or were supposed to have. Okay.
Great.
Then the next week, so the second week is for people who make 20 or less, 20,000 or less a year. And then every week thereafter, it increases by increments of $10,000.
That's a really great piece of information, because I don't think people understood the rhyme or reason. I know that they said lowest income to highest. So each right. week we're adding 10,000 in the income level that they're helping, perhaps. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am, that is absolutely correct. So, and another thing too is there are also letters that are being sent out by the government letting you know to expect your stimulus check, or, you know, do not let this letter confuse you, because in one sentence it'll say it's being direct deposited, in the next sentence it says you're going to get a check, and then if you pull it up online it says it doesn't even know who you are. So, anyway, let this shock you. The left hand has never known what the right hand is doing.
It seems that way.
I'm telling you, it is colossal. But anyway, let's talk about unemployment benefits here, because the unemployment benefits were expanded through this stimulus package. So, you know, most people, you only get 13 weeks of unemployment, and generally it's not even enough to make it to the county line. It's like $275 a week. What has happened is the federal government stepped in and has subsidized everyone an additional $600, not everyone, but those who qualify, an additional $600 a week.
That's great.
To say $275. Okay, this is an example here.
Okay.
Now, be aware that all of that is considered taxable income. Everybody,
right.
The only thing that is not considered taxable is your stimulus check. Okay. Also, too, it is not supposed to be, at this moment, it is not supposed to be taken off of your tax return for 2020. So, in other words, this is not in advance. This is in lieu, this is on top of, not in lieu of. So, you know, people will still get their earned income credit come 2021 when they file 2020 taxes. They'll still get their child tax credit and dependent credit. Another thing, too, I found out this week. Mm-hmm. Okay. If, because this happened, I have a lady that is on Social Security. She's adopted both of her grandchildren, so they're legally her children.
Okay.
She only got $1,200. Okay.
Wow.
Because she never filed taxes. Because she didn't have to, because that, you know, everybody was only getting disability Social Security, so they didn't have to file taxes. So what I found out, though, is if you do not get enough, you will get it at tax time in 2021. It will come through in your tax refund.
That's a really great, that's great news, folks. You'll get a little extra.
That's right. You know, if you didn't get it, you will get it. If you got too much, you can keep it.
Wow. So
that
just to
has
recap
also
what you
been
said.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just to recap what you said. So if you have new dependents or you did not were not able to add the dependents, once you've entered your payment information, next go round, it'll go into your refund and or as credit. And you also said just act as if with the income tax. So they take a certain percentage out or they tell you, they give you the choice to do it. It's better to do that now than get caught up at the end owing. Is that what you're saying on this money? Or
Exactly. And another thing, too, is unemployment can withhold taxes.
Got it. Yes. I mean,
so
okay.
If people tell the state, okay, yes, I want you to hold out federal and state income tax, I recommend 10% federal. And then most states, you can usually do 3-4%, and that generally will get you through the door. But you do need to pay something. If not, just to ensure that you get a refund at the end of the year, but to, you know, if you don't get a refund, at least you won't owe as much.
Love it.
Let's see here. Oh, and another thing too, to reiterate, unemployment has also been expanded for freelancers, gig workers, self-employed, things like that. Another thing too is I've had people who were disqualified for unemployment with their state, but they got a check for $600 from the federal government because they qualified federally.
That's interesting. Okay.
Well, because work credits, you know, unemployment usually runs on work credits. Well, as far as how long you've worked for someone, and you have to qualify, you have to meet certain criteria to qualify for unemployment statewide in your local state.
Okay.
Well, some of the states, most of the states did not increase the amount or change the requirements. But what the federal government did is they stepped in and said, okay, we're just going to give you $600 a week. State doesn't have to give you anything, but we are going to.
So on top of the $1,200 stimulus, if you were turned down for unemployment in your state, the government is giving you $600 a month.
No, a week, the unemployment will. Because, see, what it is you have two unemployments. You have a state unemployment tax and a federal unemployment tax that employers pay.
Okay.
State pays a certain amount of unemployment, and then the federal government is picking up the rest. Because, see, the states, of course, can't afford to pay all of this, so they're getting federally subsidized. So the state, let's say, will pay $275, which is their weekly maximum.
Okay.
Or if you qualify, but let's say you're denied by the state because you didn't meet all their criteria, but you did qualify for the federal. So but you still have to do your weekly certification through the state portal to qualify and even receive the $600 a week from the federal government. Make sure you do that, people. That is very important. You must recertify your unemployment every week.
Okay, so don't be discouraged if you got turned down on the state level and just give up. Do it every week.
Yes, keep doing it.
Wow, just that is really a good key piece of information. I didn't qualify, so I gave up.
Love people like you. Stop it. Go in there.
Yeah, it's good. Well, we didn't know. I didn't know you could get federal.
Yeah.
Learn something.
You can. That's what we're here for. I love educating people. It is.
You're great. We got the lake house view and the beautiful southern bells in the house, you guys.
I'm telling you. I've got 18. Honey, I have 18 pages of stuff right here that I have.
You are so prepared. That's why we love you.
So let's see here. They have funded the stimulus package with some more money.
Great.
And let's see here. They have added an additional $60 billion in funding, and $10 billion will go towards grants. $50 billion roughly will go towards loans, and $10 billion roughly towards grants. Now, to qualify for this, you can still go through the SBA.gov. You can go to your bank. These are for small businesses. It is based on credit. Some of these are based on credit.
Okay.
Now, I know that I had stated a few weeks ago that there is no recourse. In other words, you don't have to put forth any personal assets to no collateral. Now, with loans that are $200,000 or more, there is a personal guarantee. $200,000 or less, there's no personal guarantee. Also, too, there for some of these new economic injury disaster loans that we're talking about here, they have 30-year terms. So you can borrow, up to $10 million and it's paid up through 30 years. If it's an individual, it's 3.75% interest. But if it's a nonprofit, it's 2.75% interest.
It's like raining money right now, if you can get it. I mean, if you're not a major restaurant,
Exactly. And the payments have been deferred for 1 year from the loan date.
Wow.
So you don't have to make your first payment and let's see here. Let's go over rent and mortgage payments for individuals, small business, everybody.
Let's talk about that. Yes.
Yes. If you have a federally backed loan such as Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, HUD, you can ask for 180-day forbearance. You don't have to make a payment at all. Now, if you do make a payment, they say that'll go towards principal, which is great.
And
if you have a private mortgage, then talk to your bank about some terms that they might offer as well. Let's see here. Some other benefits are student loan and interest payments are suspended until September the 30th. Of 2020,
wow.
And no interest can accrue on your student loan.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's awesome. Also, too, penalty-free IRA and 401k withdrawals under the 59.5 required minimum withdrawal age. Because, if you withdraw money out of your IRA, 401k, before 59.5, you have a 10% penalty.
Yeah.
You can actually, if you, a family member or someone in your family that is affected by COVID, has been diagnosed with COVID, you can draw up to $100,000 out of your IRA 401k with no 10% penalty. Also, you have 3 years to pay it back with no penalty.
Wow.
In other words, what I mean by that is, okay, let's say you are doing a 401k and you've met the annual maximum.
Okay.
But you borrowed $50,000 from, from 2020, from COVID-19.
Right.
And in 2020, you decide you want to start paying yourself back.
Right.
You can over-contribute. See, if you contributed too much, you had to take it back, and then you got penalized, and it was a huge pain in the ass. Now, you can pay yourself back for up to 3 years of the money that you took out of your 401k.
To make it even and get you back to where you were, right? That's pretty much the goal of that.
Exactly. Also, too. Anybody who is having to take what's called an RMD, a required minimum distribution, out of a retirement or a 401k because they've hit, I think it's 70 or 72. Anyway, you have to take a required minimum distribution and deplete the account within a certain amount of time. You can delay your RMDs for 1 year.
Okay.
That applies to 2019 and 2020. Anything that's supposed to have been taken before April the 1st of 2020, you didn't have to take. And you will not be penalized for that.
Great news.
Charitable contributions. Okay, so everybody knows that the Tax Cut and Job Creation Act, if you want to call it that, took away itemization and increased the standard deduction, which screwed a hell of a lot of people, pardon my language. But what they're doing for COVID-19 is you can do your standard deduction If you're married filing jointly, it's $24,600, but you're also going to be able to claim up to $300 in charitable contributions.
That's great.
And so you are not subject to complete to itemization on that. So you can take standard deduction and get your $300 charitable contribution credit.
Yeah.
Also, too, there are some other tax percentages and charitable contribution limitations that have been lifted, and the percentages have been made higher. Y'all need to talk to your accountants about that or call me because the percentages went up on your charitable contribution amount that you can deduct off your taxes.
Okay.
Let's see here. I'm sorry. I'm just rolling right along because I have so much
information. We love it.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. This, you're part of the pandemic posse and you've done your research. Please share it.
Oh. So, okay, as far as the employee retention, they've added an employee retention tax credit in here as well. And
great.
The employers can receive up to 50% of qualified wages that are paid to the employees, including health insurance. And you can get, it's a maximum credit of $5,000 per year. So that's in addition to the other deductions you're going to get as well for payroll and things. Now, not to mention, here's a biggie. This one here's a real big one. I'm going to try and explain it in a way that's simple. Okay, so Social Security payments are deferred for 2 years. What I mean by that is employer portions of Social Security payments are deferred on payroll.
Got it.
What that means is, so if I'll Social Security out of your check, I have to match it. I'll send in your portion, but the government's given me 2 years to pay my portion of your Social Security to match it. Because of the hard times that small businesses, you know, they weren't able to get all these loans that they were promised, things like that. So, you know, it's, businesses are struggling, number one, to make payroll, not to mention the additional taxes on top of that. So the government has made it to where for 2 years, employers they have 2 years to pay Social Security tax. But now at least 50% of these taxes that are owed have to be paid by the end of 2021 and the remainder by the end of 2022. There's no interest that accrues, no late payment penalties, nothing.
Okay? That's great.
That's important as well.
Can someone take that money as an employer and put it in somewhere and incur a little bit of interest? Is that probably what they would want to do?
Yes. If they wanted to do that, yes, they can. But now I recommend that only for very disciplined people. A lot of businesses and people have gotten in trouble by not paying the payroll tax obligations, their portion.
Sure.
And I've even seen it where they don't even pay the employee portion.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Okay, that's that.
Okay.
What you got? Do you have any questions for me? I'm going to take a breather here.
I love that. Well, actually, what I would love to do is I would love for you to tell the viewers and the listeners how they can reach you, what your price range is, what you're offering people being part of the pandemic posse.
Well, I can be reached at PremierABC1@gmail.com. I can be Instagram at TaxQueen1. Snapchat. I'm trying to remember all these social medias you've got me doing, and this is you that's got me doing this.
It's fun, though. Once you get rolling, it's fun.
I can't keep up with everything.
It's a lot.
And let's see here. My office number is 910-571-1092. You can also text area code 910-571-1092. And prices generally start around $250. First half hour consultation is free.
Okay. Great.
We're here to help.
And you guys, Christina is, you know, available around the clock. Don't be afraid to text her at any hour, and she'll get back to you when she can. And I know you have a lovely assistant, and you've got two locations. But even if she is in North Carolina physically, in Alabama physically, she is available virtually around. You have clients all over the U.S., right?
I do. And I just got a new one in Louisiana. All over the place. And I mean, this works. And you know, this pandemic is going to change business as we know it. And this is one of the ways.
There it is.
It is efficient. It's effective. It's cost wise. And that's another thing too. If people can, you know, saving money during this pandemic in your business, offer more services online.
That's right. Well, we're happy to have you, Tax Queen, Southern Tax Queen. That's your name. So, I want to find out specifically how you can assist small businesses, the little guy like me, who has under 10 employees, under 25 employees. What specifically are you finding you're honing in on at this moment with your small business customers that you're really helping them with?
Budgeting. Right now, you have to cut the fat. You have to find ingenious ways to save money and make money. You know, buy refurbished toners. Don't buy new toners. Buy refurbished. Save company money. You know, if you save a dollar, invest that dollar.
Yeah.
I used to, this is going to sound crazy, but I did this on a personal level. And if people do this on a business level as well, they'll do great. Okay. If you have a coupon for a dollar, you saved a dollar, put that dollar to work, put it in a savings account, put it somewhere that it's going to make you at least 10 cents. I know that's hard to right now, but with interest rates being what they
are.
Exactly. I mean, and if you took, and if people did that even personally with coupons, just, you know, and business wise, for every dollar you save, invest it. Find things, sit down with bank statements for the last 6 months. What do you have on there? Track your spending. How much are you spending eating out? How much are you spending at Walmart? What did you buy? Save the receipts. That's another thing I tell people too.
That's a good point.
If you don't save your receipts just for business purposes, save it for your tracking your spending.
I love it. You've got three more minutes, Christina. What do you want people to know today? You know, it's because you're going to be checking in with us in 2 weeks. So today's May 3rd. What do you give us some homework that we could be working on until we see you again? If we need to do anything to get ourselves together.
Well, I encourage everyone. There are some in this new stimulus package. There are some provisions to where even if you're working and your hours have been cut, you still qualify for a certain amount of unemployment.
That's a golden nugget.
There are 27 short-time compensation states is what it's called. And where the employers have reduced their work hours, but the employees are collecting unemployment. And there are 27 states doing that. And I just think that it's very important. Stay on your filing for unemployment. Stay on it. I don't care if you have to drive to a McDonald's parking lot to get their Wi-Fi. Do not let them get you. File your unemployment. So many people give up. Websites are down. Just don't give up. That's what they're banking on.
We love it. I think we'll be in better shape in 2 weeks. I learned a whole hell of a lot. Thank you for doing your research. We're going to see you in 2 weeks. And I know you're going to have some amazing stuff to share with us and some more stories. Give us your contact info one more time, Christina. Give us your phone number one more time.
910-571-1092, Premier Accounting, located in Bisco, North Carolina, and Birmingham, Alabama.
And also now virtually nationwide.
Worldwide.
Give it a call.
I'm internationally known.
You might have to read the tax code for France. I don't know. You know, world is your oyster.
there are international tax codes and standards.
I love this. Thank you for sharing your beautiful lake home with us. And we're going to talk to you in 14 days. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Monique. It was great talking to everyone. Yeah, stay safe, stay well.
Thanks, dear. All right, you guys. That was Christina. Sharpen it. Sharpen. Huh. butcher her name, Christina Charpentier-Biddle. And that was our beautiful Southern Belle tax queen money advisor. So give her a shout. She's amazing. I think we've got my next guest, so we're going to keep the show moving right along. Kiva, are you on? I think we've got her. Let's see if we've got her. All right, everybody, get your pen and paper out. Make sure you got all that information from Christina. She gave us a lot of really good information. I think that the takeaway there is don't give up on applying for your unemployment. Don't give up on applying for your stimulus. If you still are getting that error message, status not available, you know, keep reaching out and all hours of the night. I think that people are finding it to be a little bit more efficient later in the evening. So like anything else, you know, less traffic. So let's see. I don't know if Kiva's on or not, but we will definitely try. In the meantime, let me just go back like this. In the meantime. Okay. In the meantime, let's see if I can get her on. Okay. Ronan, do you see Kiva in the waiting? I think she might be waiting. I don't know where she is. All right, you guys. So, yeah. If you're not following me, by the way, on Instagram, go ahead and check out my handles. Okay, she's on. All right. Kiva, do you hear me? Click your mic. There might be like an audio thing to the left or to the right on the bottom. And then you can just click that so that we can hear you. While she's working that out, follow me on Instagram. It's Monique Lorae Stinson. And it's M-O-N-I-Q-U-E. L-O-R-E-S-T-I-N-S-O-N. That's on Instagram. We also have The Startup with Monique Lorae on Instagram. And I'm on Facebook as well. So you can find me there. Twitter.
Hi.
And I think it's Kiva. Yay, Kiva! We got her. Here she is. Hi, beautiful. How are you?
Hey, sweetie. I'm good. How are you?
You're rocking that purple, and your hair is gorgeous. I don't know who's doing your hair these days. Are you a hair... Are you a beautician also?
No, definitely not, honey. If you can see, I need some color.
You're doing fine. All right. For my viewers and listeners, I want you to reintroduce yourself because you called in the show, but we didn't get to see your beautiful face. So please tell everybody who you are and give them your background. Tell them who you are.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me say I love your braid, by the way.
Thank you.
You're amazing as well.
Thank you.
I am Kiva Brooks Napper. I am the founder and executive director of Beautiful Butterflies Incorporated, which is a nonprofit lupus foundation in the Triad area on the East Coast in North Carolina. So I am far, far, far away from you. and we've been around since 2011. And what we try to do is educate, inspire, and provide resources to those who have been not only challenged by lupus, but by other invisible illnesses in the Triad area. And anyway, we can help any family members, friends, caregivers, you know, just provide resources.
I love it. And, you know, you and I have had an ongoing dialogue for the last year. You and I are working on another side project that we won't talk about right this moment.
Right.
And it kind of ties into this moment in time, to this global pause, because
Definitely.
You and I were working on something that touches on health and illnesses. And how does this affect someone with an invisible illness at this time?
So that's a loaded question, because it affects us in multiple ways. First off, I'll start with the big frame. It affects us because you probably have heard the president, is what I'll say, talking about hydroxychloroquine, which we also call it Plaquenil, okay? But that was a medicine that they've been testing, talking about it can help with COVID-19. That is a medicine that many people in the invisible illness community take for lupus and RA, which is rheumatoid arthritis. So the minute that they started talking about that, people were instantly running to the pharmacy to try to get it over the counter, even not always having the right prescription for it. So they were getting it, and it became a shortage. So for those of us who have been taking it for a long time, we couldn't get what we needed. I even had someone on another call this week tell me they couldn't even get it for you. Normally get either 30-day supply or a 3-month supply. And this girl couldn't even get it for 30 days. She can only get it for 2 weeks. This is something that most of the time you take twice a day. So to only be able to get it for 2 weeks is kind of, you know, difficult, and you don't want to be without it. There's one girl who also had to wean herself off of it or come down and just take one pill a day because of the shortage, which now her body is reacting to it. So she definitely is not going out as much because her body was responding to what she didn't have. So she's having to adjust tremendously because she didn't have the meds that she need, because people who didn't need the drug were taking it from the people who did need it. So it's affecting the community at large. And as you see, more studies are coming out to say that it's not even working for people like they thought it once was. So go ahead.
Yeah, that is really disappointing to hear. And there's a cause and effect for everything we do.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have science or, you know, medicine to back up your hypothesis, then it can really hurt people. And I'm glad to hear that it's, you know, it's getting better and people can get their medication. I'm reminded of benzodiazepines like Xanax and Klonopin. Like, if people stop it right away, they can get seizures, they can go into a coma, they could die. And it makes me think that could happen to people if they don't get their medicine.
Absolutely, because it can affect your organs. It can affect the kidneys and just different things because of the Plaquenil. Of course, if you're dealing with the joint pain and how it affects how you operate, how you move, the different things that you do. The thing about an invisible illness is it affects everybody different. The thing about lupus specifically, and May is Lupus Awareness Month as well as Mental Health Awareness Month. So I appreciate you taking the time to have this conversation, because this is the month where we are bringing awareness to the world at large. 1.5 million people in the United States have been diagnosed with lupus, 5 million across the world. So this is something where we definitely want to bring an awareness, because 90% of the people affected by lupus are women. So we definitely want to talk about it. And it's more likely to be minority, two to three times more likely to be minority, not meaning African-American, Native American, Asian, Hawaiian. You know, we are the ones who make up the numbers. So we need to bring an awareness to the community at large. So during this time, we need to say, okay, what can we do? How can we help? How can we provide resources? Because everybody, you know, can't always get the medicine. And when they get it, you don't want to take it away from them, you know. So, and that's what was happening. And the people were getting sick. They weren't getting all the medical help that they needed. So we've just been trying to advise people, if you can't get it at this pharmacy, have your doctor send it to this pharmacy. Maybe they'll do 30 days. Maybe they'll do the 3 months, you know. We've just been trying to find other ways to help people so that they don't get sicker and so that they don't end up dying because of kidney failure from not having it.
You know, you make a really good point, and I'm so glad you're on during lupus and mental health awareness, because those two things in the middle of a pandemic can be catastrophic to someone. And, you know, it makes me feel like we're all kind of quarantined and sheltered in washing our hands and being hypersensitive to what we touch and how we consume. It makes me think that the communities that are already vulnerable because they have an invisible illness have it even harder. But you shared with me the other day that this is something that you've already had to do. Now you're doing it with an added layer. How does that affect your day-to-day life?
Yeah, what most people don't realize is in dealing with an invisible illness, the last thing that you want to do is catch a cold. You know, the last thing you want to do is get any type of infection. So we literally live like this daily anyway. I keep hand sanitizer in my purse, in my car, wherever I go, just because of constantly touching things. Everything affects me 10 times more. I have a very low immune system. My white blood cell count is chronically low. Your white blood cell should already be at 5, which represents 5,000. I'm normally between 1.8 and 2, which is like 1,800 and 2,000, whereas you're already at 5,000. So you already have everything you need to fight a cold. You might get a cold and get over it in 3 days. For me, that one cold can take 3 weeks minimum.
Oh, wow.
So because that's our normal everyday life. You know how everybody is cautious. Don't hug me. Don't touch me. Don't sneeze around me. I don't want you to do that on a regular day because it's hard for me to fight that on a day-to-day basis. So people with invisible illnesses, because our body fights itself with lupus, our immune system can't tell the good from the bad. So it fights itself daily anyway. I don't want to catch a cold. I don't need the germs. I don't need an infection. Most people with invisible illnesses die not because of the disease itself, but because of the infections that happen because of germs from everything else, and the immune system can't fight it off. So because of that, we take these precautions. We wash our hands. You know, we do the necessary thing. When people were fighting for Lysol, I had all that stuff in my house already. You know, yeah. I was loaded with Lysol. I had the wipes. I had all of those things because that's my life. You know, that's my daily life. Now, I didn't have all the mask like that, but I'm just cautious about who I'm around and where I go and who hugs on me anyway. So it's our daily life, and it's definitely made me even more awake and aware of my surroundings, and not just me, but the community at large. We're very careful. Should be. We're very careful.
We're all learning for sure. And I think yes, I'm like you. I have the hand sanitizer, but I'm heightened, and I don't think I'll ever go back to the way I was. You know, it's kind of like 9/11. It's like a part of you, you know, flying so freely and traveling, that innocence is gone. Mm-hmm. And maybe in a good way, hopefully in the future, maybe to move forward in a positive way. What would you like to offer people, you know, who are in the invisible illness community in this month of awareness, month, lupus specifically, that they can do to heighten their health and protect themselves? I mean, what have you learned on your trail of getting better? You know, I know that's kind of a out of the blue question, but what vitamins are you taking, Kiva? We want to know. What's your supplementation looking like?
Girl. You know,
the usual.
Yeah, food is my weakness. I definitely have. I was just talking about this, especially since being in the house and cooking more. I was like, I've got to do better, you know, being disciplined. Because when I'm on the go, I'm disciplined, you know, because I can meal prep and, you know, do what I need to do. But I've been in the house and I'm like, this is horrible. But
you got to treat yourself sometime, though, you know.
Girl, and I have been a little too much. I'm like, I can't gain a COVID-15. You know, one of the main things that I do is I love herbal teas, drinking hot tea. Matter of fact, I just had some ginger tea. Ginger is really good. Okay. Ginger is really good. So I believe in, and a lot of people like turmeric. I don't do well with turmeric. My body does not do well. The thing about lupus is no two cases are identical. So because of that, that makes it hard for a diagnosis. So what may work for me may not work for you. Please let me go on record and say I am not a medical expert. So please, you know, get the advice and seek medical, you know, expertise about any of this, because I am not a licensed medical doctor. Okay. So I don't want nobody coming to me suing saying I did what you said.
Oh, no. Well, we've grown you. You're a lifestyle advisor. You're part of the pandemic policy.
Right. Right. But, you know, green tea, turmeric, all of those things are really good. Those herbal teas, almost any herbal tea. But I also like certain oils, essential oils. So I love lavender. Lavender is good to just put in a diffuser, especially at night. It does help you sleep. But putting on your skin, lots of times we get bruises. But lavender helps to remove the dark marks, but it does help you go to sleep. Peppermint oils. Peppermint is good for migraine headaches. So rub it on your temples, or you can put it directly under your nose, and the smell of it will help relieve the tension of the migraine headaches. Peppermint and rosemary mixed together is good in a diffuser to just let, you know, be in the air. Lemon oils. Clove is good to rub on the bottom of your feet because the smell is not that great. But clove is good for joint pain and just if your body doesn't feel well. And melaleuca oil is also good if you have scars or different things, bites or cuts or anything like that. All of those things help you. And I also do CBD cream. I have a CBD cream and I do CBD oil as well. I do a peppermint CBD oil that I put the drops directly under my tongue.
Oh, good.
But the CBD, yes, every day.
I'm loving to hear that CBD helps with lupus. I have no idea.
Absolutely. But, and you know, there are different forms and different kinds. So, but the CBD cream to rub directly on any type of pain is absolutely amazing. And I use strong forms of it because my pain has been strong. So I use that and it helps drastically to remove any joint pain or any aches. Those are like my go-to for everything.
I love this. You could write a book. I mean, you've got all kinds of, you guys, what you don't know about Kiva, and you will learn in the future with some of her stuff that she's got coming up, is that she's got years of research. I mean, she really has gone the gauntlet of lupus. I mean, I consider you a lupus expert.
No.
I mean, I'm not saying you're a doctor, but you are an expert, at least in your case of it. But we've got about 4 minutes left. Okay. Tell us what events you have coming up for Lupus Awareness Month and anything. I think you were advertising that you have some stuff coming up.
Absolutely. So for this month, we just once again want to bring awareness and everybody kind of being at home. The main thing we're going to do is just like this right here is virtual. So every Tuesday and Thursday on our Facebook page, we're going to go live and have different guest speakers. So we're going to do chair exercise, which is sitting in a chair and exercising. So whether you are enabled or disabled, you can move from your chair.
Okay.
And Tim is going to do that. You know, Tim.
I love Tim.
Yes. He's amazing. We're going to have just different people, everything from skincare and makeup for even when you have breakouts from lupus. We're going to have stretching and affirmations. We're going to have a chiropractor, health and wellness person. We're going to have someone talk about telemedicine, calling the doctor over the phone. We're going to do several different things. I can't even think of everybody, but every Tuesday and Thursday for the month, we'll talk about health and wellness as well as mental health awareness for the month of May.
Where can we find you? What's the name of your page on Facebook for that?
Beautiful Butterflies, Inc., which is our nonprofit. You can find us there. You can always visit our website, which is www.mybeautifulbutterflies.com. And the information is on the website as well.
Well, now, Kiva comes from a spiritual background, and it is Sunday, Kiva. So do you want to leave us with a spiritual piece for all denominations and leave us with a positive word?
No, yeah, pressure. I'm always positive. Not always.
I think you're great.
You haven't seen the other side of me yet.
That's fair enough. We all have it.
No, true. But at the end of the day, regardless of what life hits you with, even if you've been blindsided, any type of challenge that you have, remember that the diagnosis doesn't define who you are. You define who you are. Always push through and no matter what, keep thriving.
We love it. You're going to have to check in with us, in a few weeks as we go through this. And we'd love to have you as part of the pandemic posse here on the startup.
I'd love to do it.
Maybe what we can have you discuss next time is how to start a nonprofit, since you've already done one. We'd love to maybe go over that.
Absolutely.
We'll see what happens.
We're
coming with all kinds of ideas.
You know, whatever you need me for, I'm here.
Thank you, Kiva. I appreciate
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Be safe, Thank and I'll talk you. To you soon.
Yes, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye, love. All right, you guys. That was Kiva Napper. You can find her on Instagram, Beautiful Butterflies, and I want to just thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you so much to Christina Biddle. Thank you to Kiva Napier. And I'm butchering everyone's name. Sorry about that. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. look into the things that Christina was suggesting for your businesses. I'm going to do the same. Don't give up, you guys. Please stay safe. Please be responsible. And let's talk next weekend. We've got some really cool people coming through on the Pandemic Posse. We're going to be talking to a psychotherapist coming up, wine expert. We've got someone that's just building out a new music app. We've got a lot of cool things coming in the few weeks. So like I always ask you every weekend, what will you start up today? I'll see you guys next Sunday. Have a good day.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.